Like her, I had my avatar's name tag switched off. Clearly, I wanted to remain anonymous, especially under the circumstances. Couldn't she take the hint? "Greetings," I said, bowing slightly. "I am Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramirez." She smirked. "Chief metallurgist to King Charles V of Spain?" "At your service," I replied, grinning. She'd caught my obscure Highlander quote and thrown another right back at me. It was Artemis, all right. "Cute." She glanced over my shoulder, up at the empty dais, then back at me. "So, spill it. How did you do?"
"Do it what?"
"Jousting against a Sararak," she said, as if it were obvious. Suddenly, I understood. This wasn't the first time she'd been here. I wasn't the first Gunter to decipher the limerick and find the Tomb of Horrors. Artemis had beaten me to it. And since she knew about the joust game, she'd obviously already faced the Lich herself. But if she already had the copper key, there wouldn't be any reason for her to come back here. So she clearly didn't have the key yet. She'd faced the Lich at joust, and he'd beaten her. So she'd come back to try again. For all I knew, this could be her 8th or 9th attempt. And she obviously assumed the Lich had beaten me, too. "Hello," she said, tapping her right foot impatiently. "I'm waiting." I considered making a break for it, just running right past her, back out through the labyrinth and up to the surface. But if I ran, she might suspect that I had the key and decide to try to kill me to get it. The surface of Ludus was clearly marked as a safe zone on the Oasis map, so no player versus player combat was allowed. But I had no way of knowing if the same was true of this tomb, because it was underground and it didn't even appear on the planet map. Artemis looked like a formidable opponent. Body armor, blaster pistols, and that elvish sword she was carrying might be Vorpal. If even a half of the exploits she'd mentioned on her blog were true, her avatar was probably at least 50th level, or higher. If PvP combat was permitted down here, she'd kick my 10th level ass. So I had to play this cool. I decided to lie. "I got creamed," I said. "Joust isn't really my game." She relaxed her posture slightly. That seemed to be the answer she wanted to hear. "Yeah, same here," she said in a commiserating tone. "Halliday programmed old King of Sararak with some pretty wicked AI, didn't he? He's insanely hard to beat." She glanced down at my sword, which I was still brandishing defensively. "You can put that away. I'm not going to bite you." I kept my sword raised. "Is this tomb in a PvP zone?" "Dunno. You're the first avatar I've ever run into down here." She tilted her head slightly and smiled. "I suppose there's only one way to find out." She drew her sword lightning fast and turned into a clockwise spin, bringing its glowing blade around and down at me, all in a single blur of motion. At the last second, I managed to tilt my own blade upward to awkwardly parry the attack. But both of our swords halted in mid-air, inches apart, as if held back by some invisible force. A message flashed on my display. "Player versus player combat not permitted here." I breathed a sigh of relief. I wouldn't learn until later that the keys were non-transferable. You couldn't drop one of them or give them to another avatar. And if you were killed while holding one, it vanished right along with your body. "Well, there you have it," she said, grinning. "This is a no PvP zone after all." She whipped her sword around in a figure eight pattern, then smoothly replaced it in the scabbard on her back. Very slick. I sheathed my own sword, too, but without any fancy moves.